for sure. A lot of constipation, which is very similar to constipation. I'm waiting and anticipating. Anticipation of the May long weekend. There, I got it out for you. Lots of that. The growing season is going well. Right now in the fields, about 50% of the crop is in, almost, across the province. So that's good to see. Now, Sean just texted me. He said about an inch and a half of rain in the old gauge in Weyburn. And someone in Estevan said about an inch and three quarters yesterday. It's got to be what we got here in Regina, too. And I'm looking at some of the overnight lows. Tonight, zero again Saturday night, and then from Sunday on, we're back into overnight lows of 5 or 6 degrees. I bring that up because my next guest will have something to say about that. He's the host of Garden Talk. Now, 2 hours every Sunday morning at 9, we're pumping him up with more coffee to go longer. Rick Van Dyvendyk is here. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Greg. Yeah, you give early this morning, you give some bad news about 2 zeros, right?
Yeah, I did. But I thought that you would probably come through and say lots of garden plants can still be planted. Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. Just anything in the ground for sure, like all your peas, carrots, potatoes, onions, garlic, all those kind of things. The only thing you want to be careful about is your cucumbers and your tomatoes and peppers. You want to be careful about those because with zero, especially cucumbers, will be a little bit in trouble. And at zero, because it may even go to, if it says zero, it might even go to minus one. Who knows?
Yeah.
And so, and if you also, if you got, if you put some flowers out, like things like begonias or impatiens or potato vine, those are pretty tender plants. And so just, if you have them out already, you just get a light sheet, like just a bed sheet, something that won't crush them, and just throw it over top of them. Don't use plastic. Plastic up against the plants, actually. Plastic's okay as long as there's an air gap between the plastic and the plants. But the plastic's right on top of the plants, touching the plants, it won't help them. So use a sheet that's even better, or some frost blankets if you have that, and that'll work. It's a light fabric that's made for plants, and that'll work as well.
Well, my grandma always said, May long weekend, you can shop for them, but wait another week to plant. But you say, hey, at least get cover them up snug as a bug if you are.
Exactly.
Okay. Hey, shrubs and trees, you can plant those this weekend no matter the weather, can't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that, you know, there's a little bit of moisture that came down. That's perfect for the plants that are in the garden and that. So, yeah, dig the hole and get the shrubs and trees. You can plant them all with not a problem at all, and that's perfect.
What about fertilizing plants and lawn? This has got to be a good time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially now with the temperatures we had, it was pretty warm. All the trees and shrubs in everybody's yards are budding like crazy. So now between between Mother's Day and July 15th, if you fertilize with something like a 30-10-10, do that every 3 weeks, and you'll get the optimum growth. If you want growth happening in your yard, you get that done. If you haven't fertilized the lawn, now's a great time to put it down. And then put the sprinklers on again, and then that'll just take it right down and really get that lawn being the greenest lawn on the block. That's what you're really looking for.
Rick Van Dyvendyk is host of Garden Talk Sunday mornings at 9. And, you know, you folks there, Dutch growers, this is the weekend you've been waiting for. Is this your Christmas weekend? Because it seems like anticipating the May long is when everyone strolls on a Saturday morning through the garden centers.
Yeah, the garden centers, greenhouses, there. Mother's Day and the long weekend are the two busiest weekends of the year. Everybody wants to really get things done. So even if you can't get some of those vegetables in, like tomatoes and peppers and that in the ground, you're best to get them, at least pick them up, because you need to harden them off, like put them outside during the day, inside at nighttime to harden them off, get them ready for being outside, for being in the lush greenhouse. So you want to get a lot, especially some of those varieties, you want hot peppers and that. You better get them this weekend, otherwise the slim pickings start coming after the long weekend.
Is that right? Yeah, it seems like the last couple of years, and this year is no exception, everyone is planting a garden to save some money and grow their own, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, and it's only going to get, with tariffs and that kind of stuff, it's only going to get worse with the cost of food. And so growing your own food, and whether you do it in a container or do it in the ground, in between some shrubs in the shrub bed, provide tomatoes and peppers. There's lots of places in the yard that you can do that.
All right. Rick, hey, thank you so much for the tips. I'll listen in on Sunday morning with you, okay?
Yeah, have a great weekend.
A song famous the last few years as when you give CPR, have that beat in mind. And was that used on Kevin Martell last night from the 980 CJME newsroom? Was your heart beating or did you have a heartache or two last night?
I'll tell you what, I was remarkably calm last night. I felt pretty calm all day and even through the game. I felt pretty good. The Jets were at home. They've been very good at home. Connor Hellebuck, for all of his struggles on the road, just got his second shutout. And so in the last two home games against Dallas, the Jets have outscored them 8-0. But now you have to win on the road. And that's something the Jets have not done for the last several years in the playoffs. So it's going to be tough for them. But
well, you laid out your plan yesterday to me. You said step one, and you accomplished it. I was a little concerned. I only watched the first period last night where Ottinger was outstanding, but the Jets were owning it. Yeah. But you said this would happen. They'll win at home.
Yeah.
And using inspiration of never winning on the road this postseason, you said they will win again tomorrow night. So I'm happy for you, and quite honestly, you and I, I'm an Oilers fan, you're a Jets fan. We secretly both want to face one another in the next round.
Absolutely.
That would be awesome. Great. I think a lot of Canadians would
like
to see that.
Yeah, I was going to say, great for Canada. So this long weekend for me, Greg, a good chunk of it will be spent indoors watching hockey.
Well, what about your lawn, too? You just heard Rick Van Dyvendijk said lay some fertilizer. What did he say? 30-10-10? Was that it?
Yeah, and one of the busiest weekends to be out in your yard as well. And looking out in my yard, grass is getting pretty gross, getting pretty long.
How are your dandelions? I noticed last week, at the end of the weekend, suddenly they were popping up.
Non-existent for our yard.
Oh, good.
For now. So we'll see how long that stays for. But, weather. No snow in the forecast. Remember, we were talking
about
snow.
Yeah, the beginning of
the week we were. Yeah, no snow, so that's a positive. Maybe not the hottest May long that we've ever had, but you look at the forecast, sunny through the long weekend, highs in kind of the mid-teens, so okay, I guess.
That was a good soak yesterday. Like I said earlier, Sean Wayburn said 1.5 inches, 1.75 inches in Estevan. I think we had to have had that at least ourselves, don't you?
Yeah. I think Environment Canada is pretty well kind of right there with its estimates at this point, too.
Okay. It is camping season. It is the unofficial start to summer, the May long, and it is also camping season. But we're going to have to be mindful of fire bans. Even though there's rain yesterday, I don't know that way up north they got much rain, did they?
No, and I remember, too, yesterday they had air quality warnings for a time, too, because of the wildfire smoke had gotten so bad, air quality in that area. Those were lifted this morning, so there currently are no advisories or alerts of any kind. But as we've been telling you in the news, Candle Lake area, very popular this time of year as we head into the spring and summer. Resort village just north of Prince Albert. And there are two wildfires burning out of control in that area. And it's not bad enough where they have to evacuate the resort village. But it's getting close, and so people are being put on alert.
Okay. And this morning, they got a pretty full plane leaving for Denver out of Regina. It's our first official flight. It arrived last night, but they're taking off today, aren't they?
It's back. Yeah, it's back for the first time in a number of years. United's flight daily direct to Denver. And I know you were talking to James Bogus yesterday on the show, and it'll be interesting to see what the appetite is for this flight as more of us decide that we're going to stay here instead of going to the United States for the foreseeable future. So
it is a smaller plane, I believe. I something tells me it's like 50 or 60 people on a plane.
Yeah.
And purposely because they wanted to, keep it within a guidance of, where it would be successful. And he said it was almost sold out.
Yeah, which is good. I mean, you think about the timing because this is something that we've wanted for a long time. Like, give us more direct flights to major U.S. hubs. And of course, it comes right during Trump's tariffs, so it's tough for a lot of people. But I think a lot of people are hoping it stays.
Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. It's 6:58.
Yeah, that sounds like a first-class seat on the plains of Oklahoma, with a windshield sunset in your eyes, like a watercolor painted sky. You think heaven's doors have opened?
Jason Aldean, he's one of the headliners at Craven Country Thunder, and this is it. This is your last warning. If you've not already done so, head to my CJME Morning Show Facebook page. I promised to take us into the May long that something a little extra special. I would award not one but two pairs of weekend passes to anyone who dropped by my Facebook page and shared what your weekend plans are. Some of you hoping that the weather turns around so you can enjoy doing some yard work. And Debbie Faddick said, I'm going to be working on centerpieces for my upcoming daughter's wedding. Let's see here. Oh, Kevin Dieter said, cleaning, organizing, weather permitting, it will be yard work as well. And going to my son's baseball games, seeing that a lot, flag football. Thank you, everyone, for sharing. Man, I'm closing in on 700 comments there and growing, so it's a hot commodity, those Country Thunder tickets, and each pair is worth well over $600, their weekend passes. So I will announce the grand prize winners here, and if you miss it, they will be posted as well on that same post on Facebook here by 8 o'clock this morning, okay? Just after 8 o'clock, I'll announce the winners. So get on over to the CJMB Morning Show Facebook page. Our riders continue to prepare for the new season, training camp all week long. Green and white game is tomorrow in Saskatoon. Coach Mace believes fans are going to see a lot of this one.
A lot of energy, a lot of juice, something to cheer about. You know, if they haven't had a chance to come out and catch practice, you know, there's been a lot of big plays happening out this way. So I think just a chance for our fan base to get closer to the team and see them in live action and see how we're going.
Riders have their first preseason game, of course, May 24th. And we'll open up the regular season at home against the Ottawa Redblacks June 5th. Oh, hey, one other hot diggity dog CFL note.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
In BC, they announced Snoop Dogg is headlining their opening game June 7th, and over 40,000 tickets were snapped up in the first 48 hours of that announcement. And last year with 50 Cent there, they had over 54,000 seats sold and expect at least that, if not more, the way sales are tracking. What? It's year after year, they've been doing that the last 3-4 years, and it's definitely working. President Trump is wrapping up his trip through the Middle East, and as he jumped on Air Force One early this morning, he told the press traveling with him, quote, he may call Russian President Vladimir Putin to discuss an end to Russia's war in Ukraine, and that he and Putin have to meet. Yesterday, while he was sitting in front of some high-profile leaders in the Middle East, during a live broadcast, Trump felt compelled to explain the term groceries again to everyone.
Costs are way down. Groceries, we have a term grocery. It's an old term, but it means basically what you're buying, food. It's a pretty accurate term, but it's an old-fashioned sound. But groceries are down, costs are down, eggs are down.
What is his weird fascination with the term groceries lately? A couple of weeks ago, he did that.
Prices got so high, people couldn't live. I mean, the prices for groceries, the prices for standard groceries, standard things were going through the roof.
Like, it's a mystery how often he's using it.
And I went on groceries. It's a very simple word, groceries. Like, almost, you know, who uses the word? I started using the word, the groceries.
Like, yeah. Who uses that word except everybody all the time? It's as if he first learned about it back when he was campaigning.
You know, more people tell me about groceries. The word grocery, I've heard it more in the last year than any other word, I think.
Everyone tells me about the word groceries.
You know, you hear the word groceries, you say, really? But I get more complaints about groceries.
Beautiful but simple word, groceries.
And now in the White House, he's been using it as if he thinks it's a slang. And that he's just picked up on it now.
People tell me about the groceries. The groceries are groceries. They use the, and what they're talking about is food.
Yeah. Hey, is there any other word for groceries? Like, what was he calling them before? Everything you eat? Go get everything you eat? Oh, it's crazy.
I know it's out of fashion and a trifle uncool, but I can't help it.
The unofficial start of summer. May long weekend is here. Man, growing up, we had a cabin echo. It would be the weekend that we would always head on out there and open up the drapes, dust everything off, get our small 400 square foot cabin
that is,
prepared.
Hey, that's what a cabin is, Greg.
You might think we slept on the roof. It felt like it in the back bedroom there as kids. But hey, welcome back. You were in our Saskatoon studios the last few days. You made the trip back.
Yeah, and it was into the rain last night. Man, that was a solid rain.
By the way, I just got a picture here, a verification in a picture form from Darcy out of Canalsie Lake. He's got 3.5 inches in his rain gauge.
3.5?
Well, that's what's in his rain gauge. Look, the photo's right there.
Yeah.
Were you driving back from Saskatoon and found a doghouse on the side of the road?
How do you know these stories, Greg?
I have people.
I didn't find a doghouse like just laying on the side of the road. I was just on my way out of Saskatoon, driving through kind of acreage country there. And beside the road, beside one house, there's always wood for sale, like firewood. Well, I saw a doghouse with a sign. And, you know, we've got the Wonder Dog Mike.
A very small dog.
Miniature Dachshund, right? And Jody keeps saying every time she sees an errant piece of wood around our house, well, you could use that for a doghouse. You could building a doghouse. I'm like, Jody, I don't have the stuff to build a doghouse. We should just buy one. This guy's got a doghouse for $100.
And you bought it.
I stop. I look. There's a phone number. Call the phone number. Guy says, yeah, that's my doghouse, but it's not at my house. It's at my buddy's house. So I got to go knock on the door and whatever. But yeah, I bought it for $100.
Okay. Well, congratulations. Is it big enough for both you and Mike?
No, I will not be fitting in it, but it's well built. Cedar shakes on it, Greg.
All right. That's enough about the doghouse. How much more can we elaborate on your doghouse here? How about the ledge today? Now, you got right off the top here, our senior reporter Lisa Schick's going to be joining you. The spring session of the Saskatchewan legislature has come to a close. Can you think of anything that was accomplished that
I think that
mattered to you and me?
Well, I think
I'm sure you
to me, one of the most things that I'm focusing on is this, what appears to be maybe a new relationship budding between the provincial government and the federal government. Since the election, we've seen obviously Scott Moe reach out saying he would like to talk to and have a meeting with Prime Minister Mark Carney. Since then, they've talked on the phone. We know the premiers are meeting on June the 2nd in Saskatoon. So this is all the premiers across Canada and Prime Minister Carney. But, I mean, to me, this is the start of hopefully steps in the right direction, because we've been at odds with the feds for so long that I don't think it's benefited us much here in the province.
Okay. On your show later today, you're inviting Tourism Saskatchewan to drop on by here. And what do you got the sense that you're planning? It's May long weekend. You're starting to plan out your summer?
You know what? Well, people, there's lots of destinations in Saskatchewan. And with people focusing more on staycations, travel, especially south of the border, not happening as often, they'll give us some thoughts on that. I've also got John Maskow on the show before. John is a guy that he's got one of those boating simulators. So if you've ever had to take a boat,
like a test?
The boat exam, this is a pretty cool thing to do. You sit in the back of his trailer and you actually pretend, but he's got these simulator screens all around you, and he can change the weather conditions so he can make it really windy, really wavy, lightning storms. And
he can
so,
stand outside his trailer and shake it like you're on a boat.
That's right.
Anyway, very high tech.
He's coming in today with some thoughts on boating safety and summer safety. We're being optimistic for the May long weekend.
Well, hey, people are going out to launch the boat after they get the dock in there too, so it's good timing. And I'm really looking forward to coming over to your house after listening to you yesterday with all the tips you got on
tidying
and organizing there.
We'll start,
do a lot.
We'll start with the doghouse.
<All right. laughs> It's 728. Evan Bray's back at 830.